Now, here's the InsideCarolina.com Tar Heel Sports Update on 97.9 The Hill.
Tommy Ashley and Greg Barnes from Inside Carolina with you, Greg. Yet another day closer to the start of training camp. And the North Carolina defense is something that not many people want to talk about over the course of Larry Fedora's career in Chapel Hill. But this year, it could be a little different. Maybe a little bit different take or change in approach for North Carolina and defensive coordinator John Papuchis. What have you learned about that this offseason?
Well, in talking with Coach Papuchis, really what they're wanting to do is kind of build upon what happened last year. And a lot of people look at that, you know, the stats from last year say, they really weren't that good. But there were a lot of stretches of games where they looked really good. They played very soundly. Unfortunately, you had a few big plays. I mean, they actually had 13 catastrophic plays that went against them, which is tied for 116th nationally. And a catastrophic play by UNC standards is defined as 50 plus yards. And when 9 of those 13 plays go for touchdowns, that's really kind of a backbreaker. We saw that in the Miami game where they played a really strong defense for 71 of 73 snaps. Then you give up, you know, long touchdown plays on those other two plays. And that really changes the dynamic of that game, which was a 24-19 victory for the Hurricanes. But I think really what Papuchis wants to do this year more than anything is take advantage of that defensive front. The defensive line has a lot of veterans returning, a lot of guys with experience. And the fact that you've got guys on the edge like Malik Carney and Tamon Fox, who, I mean, essentially are glorified outside linebackers. I mean, these are big, fast kids that can get after the quarterback and get after the offensive backfield players and create havoc. And that's one thing that North Carolina needs to do. And if you can really start there and then build around Aaron Crawford, who's really kind of a spark plug in the middle, now you're kind of in business. And now you can utilize those linebackers better. And you can really take advantage of the guys you have in the secondary, maybe to come up and to blitz and really to frustrate the offense. We haven't seen that a lot from North Carolina's defense in recent years, but maybe this year's is when that finally takes shape.
The InsideCarolina.com Tar Heel Sports Update on 97.9 The Hill. Visit InsideCarolina.com for the inside scoop on UNC basketball, football, and recruiting. As a valued listener, you can get the first month of your Inside Carolina subscription for just a penny. Just enter promo code WCHLOFFER, all one word, on the order page.